Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Food, wine, and travel. One of those is likely to capture your attention. Many find the insight of those who explore and write on the topics to be very helpful when plotting a vacation or getaway. Michelle Winter is the president of the International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association, and Corey Card is a journalist and association member. Your visit to the area includes a discussion of your experiences in the industry. A fundraiser of this evening benefits ULM's Public Relations Student Society of America. Michelle, I guess first and foremost, how did you get your start? What interested you in writing on food and travel?
My fifth grade teacher, Sister Mary Cornelius. It was back in Honolulu at Star of the Sea Elementary, and she was so hard on me and so tough. I guess she instilled some basic instinct was released, and I have been writing ever since, although I have not always been a travel writer. My background is in commercial design.
How do you decide on where to go and what foods or beverages to try?
As a travel writer, you have to be open to everything. I never go anywhere with a preconceived notion. I just think it's so important to have open eyes and open heart to listen to people's stories. And actually, the piece unfolds for you.
What's some of the more intriguing places that you've been, that you've experienced?
Well, I fell off a horse in Argentina in December. I thought that was fun. I couldn't enjoy the mall back because I had to take some aspirins.
Well, Corey, sharing what you've experienced, how much easier is it to write a glowing review as opposed to a, say, less than stellar occasion?
Well, it's always easier if it's something you did enjoy. I will tell you that. The words simply just flow a little easier. But either way, for me, when it comes to my style, I really don't write a lot of reviews. For me, it's more about the experience, and it's more about discovering something that would make another person want to go there. So, and it's hard to convey this when I'm traveling somewhere. I don't really always care to see all the museums. I don't always care to see the touristy types of things, the theme parks, those types of attractions. I usually connect with the people, and through that I will find, because I was telling Michelle just last night at dinner, for me, my philosophy is, if you live there, there's a reason why you live there. There's something that holds you there. You may complain about it. You may say, I wish I lived in New York or something, somewhere else. But if you did, if it was truly that bad, you would find a way to get out. So there's something beyond family that holds you there, and that something is typically what I'm trying to discover, because that gives me an authentic view of that location, of that destination, and that's what makes it different from any other city that I could visit.
Yeah, and pointing out those things, though, is there a common angle or a common theme that you try to bring to your writing and appealing to the broadest audience?
There really isn't, because if every place is as individual as I would hope it would be, there really is no common theme. I would say, for me, if it had to slant one way, it was always towards food, just because I do like to eat. So, and so that's something that I typically do spend a lot of time talking about, because when you go somewhere, you know, especially when you're here anywhere in Louisiana, you know, people talk about the food, and people travel here because of the food. But I was sharing a story idea with Michelle last night. There's so much more than just the food here. That's kind of, you know, it's kind of like the Nike logo. That makes you think Nike. Food makes you think Louisiana. But when you really start delving into it, there's so many more layers here. And those are the layers that I like to go out, kind of research, discover, and explore.
Yeah. Is there something about Louisiana cuisine that stands out? What would that be for you?
Well, yes, I do have one favorite dish, and no matter where I live, I travel back there frequently for it. And unfortunately, I hate to say it, it's in southern Louisiana, so nobody, you know, hopefully I get out of town safe after saying that, but I will travel to Lake Charles for a crawfish pistolet any day that they will have me.
You know, mentioned the Louisiana cuisine. We are coming up in the summertime. Some people may be making vacation plans. Maybe they'd want to experience similar food to what they have here. Mm-hmm. What would be a destination? Experience a different culture or setting, but still kind of have that spicy, savory flavor to their food.
Within the state, I would definitely, I definitely point out Lake Charles. I went as far as saying on NPR station in South Dakota a couple years ago that was probably my favorite food destination. And the reason why I say that is it is so, so heavy on a regional cuisine, but there's so many different options. And so I've written many times about my top favorite five food picks there. So it's easy if you look me up online to probably find that. In fact, I think we just did one last week about Lake Charles and, mm-hmm. and my favorite things there. But certainly that probably has to be one of my favorites. And I say that because it's not the most well-known location by any means within the state, but certainly holds its own.
Well, Michelle, when we talk about travel and food writing and writing about wines, there are a lot of aspiring writers and students as well, bloggers. Mm-hmm. What would be a bit of advice that you could share?
I'm going to share a lot of this in my speaking engagement this mm-hmm. afternoon, but I do want to say how much belonging to the International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association has meant to me in my career. I'm a bit autodidactic when it comes to journalism. I just knew I had a passion for writing, and so I found an organization that included wine and food as part of their travel program. There's many travel writers associations of different levels worldwide and in America, but this is a very particular one that does help you evolve with your culinary writing. And so I would say if you're interested, search it out, ifwtwa.org.
Someone would like to keep up with your writings, easiest place to find you on the web?
It is. It really is. There's lots of info there.
And Corey, for you?
You can always check out, we're putting up a new website for my travel writing right now. It's just coreycart.com. And of course, like Michelle said, the association's website, and you can find any of our member writers and links to their websites.
Looking forward to the conversation coming up today and, of course, the fundraising event tonight benefiting ULM's Public Relations Student Society of America. Information on that event at 372-8117. Michelle Winters, president of the International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association, Corey Cart, an association member and journalist. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Landiap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.